We want to talk with Paul in Bangor, Maine. Hi, or Bangor, California, I guess it is, isn't it, Paul?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
There's a Bangor, Maine. I used to live near there. And your question?
Okay, basically my question is Daniel 12, verse 11, the first one.
Okay. Let me read that for our listeners, okay?
Okay.
And from the time that the daily sacrifice is taken away and the abomination of desolation set up, there shall be 1,290 days. And, you know, I may as well go ahead and read the last verses here in the book of Daniel. Daniel chapter 12 and 13 says, "Blessed is he who waits and comes to the 1,335 days. But you go your way till the end be, for you shall rest and arise with your inheritance at the end of the days." All right.
Okay, basically my question has to do with the abomination that maketh desolate.
The abomination of desolation.
And basically, well, actually oppose the thought that I've had on it, and I don't know if it has any value or not, but there's a lot of talk about the animal sacrifices Israel wants to start again.
Mm-hmm.
And I was looking at that and thinking of what else would be an abomination to God than to have a sacrifice again when Christ has already died as our sacrifice, if there's any correlation with that.
Well, let me read this verse to you in 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 4. And it says, "Let no one deceive you by any means." I'm actually reading 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 3 first. "Let no one deceive you by any means, for that day," speaking of the second coming, "will not come unless there come a falling away first." Now, this falling away that Paul is prophesying about, not a falling away in the world. The world's already falling. He's talking about a falling away in the church.
Mm-hmm.
"So then, unless there come a falling away first, and the man of sin is revealed, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he, as God, sits in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God." Now, many people have taken this verse, Paul, to say, yeah, the Jews are going to rebuild the temple. But I've got news for you. I've been to the Middle East twice, and if you talk to the average Jew that lives on the street, they know nothing about any plan to rebuild the temple. Now, I'm half Jewish. My mother's Jewish. And the Jews do not sacrifice lambs anymore. Over the last 1900 years, the Jews have adjusted their theology where it is no longer necessary to sacrifice lambs for the forgiveness of sins. So there is no big undersurge or powerful movement among the Jews to rebuild the temple. The need for it hasn't existed.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of Christians keep talking about the Jews rebuilding the temple, and they're talking about it much more than the Jews are. So what is this temple that it's talking about here in 2 Thessalonians? I don't think it's talking about a physical temple at all. Paul says over and over again that God's church is the temple of God. This Antichrist power is going to sit over God's people, saying he is God, receiving worship. But go ahead, you had another question. I might be steering off your track.
No, basically I can see where you're coming from, and I can, you know, I find myself agreeing to it overall. But I'm thinking, well, if they do it, okay, then that's the reason why I thought there might... I guess the reason why I got even thinking about it all, because I was talking to a Messianic Jew, and they were mentioning that they had a red heifer now, and supposedly red heifer was something like 2 months old, I think, approximately. And she was mentioning that it needed to be sacrificed somewhere between 1 year old and 3 years old.
Yeah, this is, if you don't mind my saying so, there are a handful of extreme, and again, I want to be as gracious as I can be, but there are a handful of extreme sensational people out there who talk about the red heifer. The red heifer was a ceremony that you find in the Bible where it was a sacrifice for cleansing from leprosy and a few special things, and there was nothing unusual about a red heifer. A Hereford is a red heifer. They're all over the place. There's nothing sacred about them. It was just a sacrifice they were to make for the cleansing of leprosy. I think
never
often.
For the people?
Excuse me?
It was never for the people of Israel at all? For any?
No, you can read about the law regarding the red heifer in the Old Testament in the books of Moses. And It was just one of the many Levitical laws relating to cleansing and forgiveness for sin. And I'm looking it up right now as we're talking about this. I hear, you know, my charismatic friends and others saying, oh, this is some sensational sign that the end is near. Well, I don't think that any of the prophecies, no prophecy in the Bible points to the red heifer. I challenge
anyone. No, I'm not looking at it from the standpoint of whether a prophecy points to or not. To me, sometimes when things occur, sometimes there can be simply a connection.
Mm-hmm.
Because of other, that's the reason why I thought, well, if they do sacrifice, it's like slapping God in the face. Because he's already sacrificed his son.
Right.
And so that's what I thought, well, it's not, it'd be like an abomination.
Well, now I see what you're saying, is that if they try and return to the sacrificial system, that is just reiterating that they don't believe Jesus is the Lamb of God.
Yeah, and it'd be like, you know, what if, I mean, we can look at the Ten Commandments rejecting that, but what's even worse than that? That's saying that God's sacrifice isn't good.
Right.
And to me, that's even worse.
Well, you know, that's why it's really a tragedy that many of our Jewish brothers and sisters and a lot of my family still looking for the Messiah, and he already came.
I understand. Once
now, incidentally, for our listeners out there, the passage about the red heifer is Numbers 19, verse 2.
Yeah.
And it's just a simple reference, and some people have turned it into a great big sensational sign of the end.
Okay.
We've got several people standing by, Paul.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thank you very much for your call and your comments.
Okay.